It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We got a packed sports weekend, ladies and gentlemen. It starts in less than an hour. Our Cats on the ice in Finland taking on the Dallas Stars. It's been a while, man. The Cats have been off. We got Barkey back on Monday. You miss you. Hey, if anyone's got us, the Cats got us, right?
That's it.
I'm not sure about the rest of these rascals around this town. But if anyone's got us, the champs have got us. They'll give you your feel good. I mean, they are playing.
Unless they went tequila drinking last night.
No,
but you know what? Hockey treats it differently.
I'm pretty sure Jaromir Jagr was having tequila in his water bottle while playing for the Panthers.
Little chili peppers.
What are you looking at tonight? Huh? Right, we got to go. What are the Barkey over goals?
Yeah,
right,
that's good.
We got to go all Finns all the time. Yeah. What about a Finnish parlay?
Okay. First of all, Panthers got straight up. Panthers are going to win. So let's start with that one.
Yep.
You said that we're going for points. Barkey, come on. Over 0.5. He's going to get one. He's got to get one.
Is that points or goals?
Oh, that's a good point. Goals. Let's go to goals then, right?
That's goals.
Yeah, solid.
Because they give three people points.
Yeah, but you know, at goals, though, they got them listed at the same. They got them at 0.5.
We go bark. Here's what we do. We go Barkov over a point.
Over a point.
Okay.
Over a point.
We're gonna go, yep. All right. We're going to go. We go Rhino. Rhino's going to score, yeah.
One of the Sams. One of the Sams, dude, for sure.
One of the Sams is going to score.
Rhino's got to score.
We got to go Rhino.
Yeah.
First player to score. Goals. All right, so we're going to go Rhino over a goal. Mm. And let's go look at Bob's number for tonight.
Shut up. Oh, no. They only have this Jake.
Oh, yeah, it's a back-to-back. They might be. I don't know who they're starting, though.
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure they're going with.
All right,
so we'll go. So we'll go. What if we go? Okay, here about this. How about this?
All right, all right.
We'll do Barkey over a point.
Yeah.
Barkey goal.
Ooh.
Reinhardt goal.
I'm liking that. And Panthers to win or no? Oh, no, because that's one other selection. It won't allow me to. Wait, I can't combine this. I can't say more than points and goals for Barkey. It won't let me do that.
All right, we'll go Sam Reinhart and Barkov scoring.
All right, I like that.
Plus 700, and we'll take the Panthers.
Yeah, now we're talking. Let me put my cool $7.50 on this. Use my profit.
Yeah, plus 800?
Pretty good. Yeah, plus 800.
Cats win, Barkey, Rhino.
I mean, that's good. That's good. Plus 800.
It's good. It's not great.
We're at mild, you know? We're at mild right now. We can get a little spicier.
We can get spicier.
Shots. What about shots?
I mean, LMFAO did say shots.
Everybody.
And that means everybody could be getting shots.
That means everybody could be getting.
And they showed up in robes to the game. We got to go.
Oh, they did show up in robes, so they're relaxed. The Sams put up shots. We already bet Ryan Hart. What about Bennett? Bennett's going to put up some shots.
What about? I want to stick to. He's not finished.
What about Lindell?
Oh, Lindell.
Yeah. What about Baby Barkey?
Baby Barkey. He's listed at 1.5 right now. You think he's going to take two shots? He's going to take two shots, right?
Got to take two shots.
I think I will put that in. Two shots. All right. Okay, we're getting a little closer.
Plus 1,100 in two shots.
Get a little closer.
Is there one where, Kachuk more over under on Noogies?
Oh, Noogies. I don't think they put that one up yet on Hard Rock. I don't think that one. Shenanigans. Are there any shenanigans?
Oh, shenanigans? 5 minutes of shenanigans?
Perfect. What about, then we add, okay, here we go. What if we add an Etu Luostarinen?
Whoa.
To get an assist.
Damn.
Yep.
That's oddly specific.
It's very specific.
And actually is the worst odds, according to this.
But that line's been cooking, dude. They've been getting it on, you know.
All right. Look, you know what, man?
If I got the finish parlay, I got a Lundy goal, a Lundy shots, two shots.
Easy.
Two shots this time.
Come on.
One hop this time. Etu, assist.
Love that.
Barkov, yeah. Goal.
Yep.
And then honorary Finn, Sam Reinhart to score.
Honorary Finn, yep.
Plus a Panthers win.
Come on.
Plus 2,000.
Plus 2,000 right there. Now we're talking value.
Now we're talking.
That's it, baby. You know what?
That's only a five-leg parlay.
Come on.
I am grateful that I don't have any conversations with you two clowns.
What?
And I do my chili pepper.
Oh, so you don't like being rich, Leroy. Is that what it is? Because we're taking this one to the bank.
Really?
Profit boost?
When was the last time you won a parlay?
I am 0 for 84 this year.
Okay.
But this one's one of my shortest legs. Only five legs?
Wait.
Whoa!
I got five winners.
But Leroy, the fins.
The fins.
Okay, that's fine. Dude.
Fins up.
That's fine. I like
is that what out. Convinces you? Like
No. Like here's the deal.
I'm pitching everything.
Here's the deal.
Gets me.
I do not win when I use any player on a team that I root for.
All right, but you're talking about the Stars for an afternoon hockey game. This is a special occasion.
I'm just telling you,
I never win when I do anything with the teams that I'm rooting for.
It's a little Helsinki action.
I got four or five, six-team parlays or 16.
Wow.
Yeah, but how much of that action is going to start?
Projections, right?
I think you may have a problem.
Most of the ones that I lose have to do with going more on a Canes or a Dolphins player. That's it.
So what you're saying is we have a chance.
I think what he's saying is once they put up the goalie line, let's add Bobrovsky saves in there as well.
So wait, Bob's starting for sure.
I don't know. Let me look.
Yeah, but saves have to do with shots on goal, and sometimes the D don't give up a whole bunch of shots on goal. So it's like, yeah, he could save 95% of his shots, but he might only get 12 or 13. So then you lose because the defense was so good in front of him.
But if I use my profit boost, Leroy, hear me out. This $7
don't mean nothing. Listen, do you understand? Yeah. Listen, I'm giving you betting 101.
Yep.
I get you want to bet Bob, and you can bet the amount of saves. But here's the problem. Saves have a lot to do with the defense that's in front of him. What if they don't even get shots on goal because the defense stifles them? Then you lose, even though Bob may be good.
I think I changed my mind.
What?
I think we got to put Sam Bennett in there.
Sam Bennett?
Yeah.
Damn. I already pressed submit.
What?
All right, I'll do two. Fine. If I must, I will do two.
Why would you hit submit already? We didn't decide on this.
Because, like,
you're not a team player. You go rogue. This is the problem.
You got too greedy.
You
got too excited.
Leroy got me nervous.
Well, because here's the deal. Also,
it's negative.
By the time he gets done, it's going to be 13.
Ooh, Sam Bennett.
Come on. Oh, in a row. I definitely would have put him on here had I seen.
But he's just got a look about it. Look at that cheeky smile. Like,
he's menacing.
It might be what's in that cup, too.
Could be. Whoa. Could be. And then Lundell walking in with the sauna. What, do they have a sauna in the arena?
What is going on in this place?
What, are there saunas everywhere in Finland?
They're big on saunas.
Isn't it really cold over there now or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so. Not yet.
Let's see.
Well, I did it again, ladies and gentlemen.
34 in Helsinki.
Wow.
Four, and they're walking around in robes?
They're indoors.
Yeah, but, you know, from the car to the door. And
I think they are in Tampere, Finland today. Mm. It's below freezing today, Leroy. JFig is right.
Player prop. Oof.
Oh, they play two games in Finland.
Two games.
Well, it says 31, yeah.
Same place?
No, I think it's Helsinki.
Wait, isn't
tomorrow.
It snowing right now?
It looks like there's snow. Yep.
There's a snow warning and everything.
Wow.
2 hours ago. How pretty exciting. Cool.
What's the time difference?
6 hours ahead.
Oh, so it's 8 o'clock there.
But this one is Barkov's hometown, this one tonight, Tampere.
Whoa, Sam Bennett to score a goal is plus 1,100. Hubba hubba.
Are you sure it's not first goal?
Oh, man, probably is. Yeah, first goal.
Mm-hmm. Can't bet with this guy. Dude, he's too much of a...
I wonder why you're losing.
It's like a wrangler.
Hubba hubba.
He's all over the place. Betting first goal is a dangerous game, Froggy. You that don't know where it's so going to come from.
That is a
That's why the odds are so
one.
Juicy.
Woo-hoo! That line's got some curves on it. Look at that one right there.
Okay.
You know what's
being weird.
Want some fries here with that shake?
Don't make bets where you root against your team. What line does Sam Reinhart play on?
Rhino.
He plays on... Does he play on the first line?
Making sure Maurice didn't sit it, because you always ask your specific questions. I want to make sure.
I'm trying to help you guys out, dummy.
Yes.
I'm trying to help you.
He is on the starting line.
So understand this. That starting line has to score within the first minute of the game.
Yes.
Otherwise, you got to go through three more lines.
You don't have to start your starting line.
Oh, what?
I know, but I'm just saying. If they do start, no, they're going to start the line with Barkey.
Yeah, it's of course.
Okay. So, just hear me out on this.
They're going to be on the ice for like a minute.
Blocked.
That's what I'm saying. So you're saying, in order for you to win, who's ever on that line, whoever is on that line has to score within the first minute of a game? How often does that happen?
Froggy, we got a line with two fins on it.
Two? That's pretty good. How much money can I
put? What line is that? The second or third?
Third.
See, third. I would be more inclined to do that.
So he's saying a Lundell first goal, dude.
Yeah. That got to pay like $7,000.
Wow. Juicy. Plus 1,500. What the heck?
But you understand what I'm saying?
Not nothing.
Any of that logic, like...
Nah.
No? Okay.
Mm-mm.
I just... You know what?
Mm-mm.
I feel like, you know, you're outside of the store and the little monkey's banging the things.
Yeah.
And I feel like the guy that's controlling the monkey trying to talk to him.
Plus 2,000.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's what I feel like. That's what I feel like. I'm like, no. Like,
what are you doing, Hard Rock? Drop the goaltending props.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to 15 minutes of game day uncensored here, which is brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. And of course, game day uncensored will come your way this week, 9 a.m. Dolphins, Bills from Buffalo. Dolphins will try and get going against this team and try and put a jolt into their season, which has been not great so far. Not an enjoyable experience, Dolphins football. Beating the Bills would change that. Hate them. They have kicked their ass. They've owned them.
It would give you hope.
He would. And maybe that'll end. And maybe that'll make the downfall that much more painful. As Marco said, what did you say today? Put him out of your misery?
Indeed. Ooh, put me out of my misery already.
That's how you truly feel? That's how you truly feel? You don't want to be, you know, feeling froggy by the end of it? I mean, you always feel froggy, but you know what I mean.
Look, the odds are not in our favor, to say the least. So,
Dan Day, you're also saying end it? Wait, you're done?
Danny, are you over it?
No, he's done.
Oh, okay.
I'm all in.
Yeah, Dan Day's in.
May the odds be forever in your favor.
Look,
hold on. Is Dan wearing a Vice shirt? Look at him.
Sure is.
Yeah.
The Dolphins Vice shirt.
Looking spiffy.
That is a great shirt.
That is actually his bunny. That is his real bunny. Yes.
That's his bunny rabbit?
That is his bunny. What is your bunny's name?
I love it.
Hold on.
Lola.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. First of all,
yeah,
Dan don't have a pet bunny.
Oh, he totally
I think he does, actually.
He has three. They keep multiplying.
Which is odd from our parts. Oh, because you know, if you had one of them in New Orleans, that's Sunday dinner. Okay.
Gross. Don't rule it out yet.
I'm from New Orleans.
Yeah.
What are the names of the three rabbits?
What are the names?
This one right here is Rami.
They're all different.
He's the male bunny, Rami. And then I have a white bunny named Winter and a cinnamon bunny called Cinnamon.
Ah, I like it.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
How about that? Delicious bunnies.
Really only one creative name. He said delicious bunnies.
Only Dan Day would have pet bunnies.
Why?
We just said, what's wrong with that?
3 seconds ago, you were saying, I don't expect him to have those.
Because here's the deal. You have to understand where we from.
Yes, he might eat them later, but rabbits. They're cute.
I'm talking about eating rabbits. And what's the saying? Tastes like chicken. Rabbit stew. I've eaten that.
If you guys want to go to Heat.
Tastes like chicken.
If you guys want to go to Heat Kings right now, caller 3 for Dan Day's 3 rabbits. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560.
What do we make of a grown-ass man that has rabbits?
I'd rather be a rabbit guy than a cat guy.
You got a cat.
Senor Gato.
What just happened here?
But he has a dog. You know, it balances out, I guess.
Hey, so they don't hang out near each other, the dogs and the cat.
They don't mess with each other. It's more that the cat hates his guts.
Sonny Bunny, the cat?
Yeah. Yeah. Senor Gato is not about the cat. It's not about Sonny. He doesn't mess with her.
See, because I have four dogs, but one dog is a menace. The new dog is a menace. He bites. He plays. He don't stop. Right? And they don't sleep next to each other.
Mm.
So.
Plays too much.
Plays too much. Absolutely.
305-567-0560. Call 301, the 4-pack of tickets to Heat Kings on Monday night. Take a break.
You hate watching that? Because you know you don't like a couple. Oh, no, no. You got other ulterior motives.
Okay, I'll be boots on the ground. I have a lot of things to be keep my eye on.
Foxy.
What the fox say? Take a break. Play a little You're Dead to Me to close things out, leading into some Panthers hockey. Back after this.
You're dead to me.
Let's bury some people. You're dead to me. Go around
dead to me.
The virtual room, see what's dead. You got Panthers hockey coming on up. Let's get to it. You guys see the latest photos of Mike Tyson?
No.
Oh, shredded.
He looks in great shape. He looks in tremendous shape for this upcoming match against Jake Paul.
When is that again?
It is November 23rd, I think.
The weekend we're before approaching. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's either the week. No, I'm sorry. November 15th.
So 2 weekends from now.
Yep. In 2 weeks. We have Jake Paul free on Netflix, if you have Netflix. Or if you're Adam Schefter using those pirates. By the way, Adam Schefter, as an aside, you're dead to me too, dude.
Whoa.
Can I just say,
you're dead
before I get to my original dead to me, you're dead to me. You can't get caught as the preeminent reporter for ESPN. You cannot get caught using meth streams. Okay. LeBron already tried to ruin it. All right, we're trying to watch things on links every Winky now and links. Then. You, what does he have? How many followers does he have? Does he have 15 million followers, Adam Schefter?
Probably.
Too many. He has too many to be exposing any exposure to the pirate sites. And Adam, dude, you are the NFL, basically. You can't get somebody to send you a highlight, like a Dropbox of a highlight.
Please,
you need to screen record it like you're some seedy algorithm hoarder. What do you need to do that for? I'm asking genuinely. Like, do you get a bonus for, like, are you out there going for the $400 a month you can get on X? What is actually the need for that?
It's true.
And the bigger issue is you're going to ruin it. Because now the feds are going to know about it. And they're gonna, just like when LeBron played around with streaming, he's still like, what's LeBron looking at here? Mm. Now we got to go find a new place for fights. Thanks a lot, dude.
Thanks a lot, LeBron.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, LeBron. Thanks a lot, Schefter. Nice. Here's the thing, guys. If you want to screen record, I'm all for it. Fine. But can you just, for the love of God, crop out the watermark in the corner so not everybody realizes you're a thief? Do better. You're dead to me, Schefter. Forget my other one.
Wow.
What do you got, Roy?
So,
you're dead.
Thanksgiving and Easter are two of my favorite candy moments of the year.
Thanksgiving or Halloween?
I mean, Halloween and Halloween and Easter.
Peanut butter.
I get excited. I know that today is a Leroy sale day. I'm gonna go buy up all that old chocolate and put it in my freezer.
The old love discounted chocolate.
And save it. People should love discounted chocolate. But here's the deal. Anybody out there putting little bags of candy corn in my baby's bag is dead to me.
Gross.
Candy corn can kick rocks.
So are you saying this actually happened?
You're dead.
Yeah, you know they give candy corn. Like, they're candy corn, everybody gives candy corn because it's the cheapest Halloween candy out there. You know why?
Seen that in years.
It's just colors. It's three colors of pine cone shaped sugar. That's it. Mm. It don't have any taste. The three flavors don't have different flavors. Nothing. It's probably the easiest candy to make. And there's people that love candy corn. You're all dead to me. It's not candy. Oof, I might as well just too. Come. Your kid comes over to the door. I might as well just take a spoonful of sugar and just pour it down their throat. Because that's all it is.
Helps medicine go down.
It's true. It's a fact.
You're dead to me.
People wonder why. You wonder why.
It's science, dude.
It's not science, Mary Poppins.
Why would she lie?
Frog boy's Mary
Poppins. Wait. Who says I have the worst food taste? Elbori, you like candy corn? Ban his ass.
Whoa.
He says you're dead to him.
You're dead.
No,
to me.
You're dead.
Worse.
Candy corn lover.
Okay.
He is an FSU.
Who likes candy corn?
Knowles fans.
they were doing it on Thursday Night Football. Just eating them. Halfway. You know, your boy was eating them too.
Who? Fritzy?
Yeah.
Ugh. Is that Ryan Fitzpatrick's Twitter account that keeps going at people, or is that a parody? It feels a little spicy to be going after people like the way that he is.
Right.
And also, you're Ryan Fitzpatrick, bro. Stay in your lane. JPEG, yeah. Who's dead to you?
Keep eating candy corn.
So I'm going to switch it up a little bit today. This is not someone who's dead to me, but you guys are familiar with Bill Belichick.
Ah,
yep.
Yeah, for sure.
And his former wife.
Were they ever married?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why she's called wife.
I don't think they were married. I don't think they were ever married.
That's what they're referring to her all over the internet. And well, this is what her costume was this week. Kill Bill.
Wow.
Oh.
That's what happens when you upset an old squeeze.
Everyone was throwing it that she was throwing shade at Bill.
Well, Kill Bill, that's get it.
Wow. I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, he is 72 now with a baby as a girlfriend.
Actually, do you want to see his costume?
Oh God.
She was a fisherman who caught a mermaid.
It is interesting. Like
Does he still have a headpiece on? Is that a
I don't know what that is.
No, that's a pipe. That's a pipe. It's a pipe. It's a pipe. Yeah.
It's
a pipe. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I was like, is he okay? Coach Fisherman? I don't understand this, but it's just a pipe.
Oh, so
his former wife got very upset with the internet and told everyone to stop being so offended by absolutely everything, that it was not a jab at him.
But you know what? He'd probably laugh.
Mm.
Probably. I mean, I'd laugh too.
They were never married, by the way.
Aha.
That well, is it. Internet lied to me. They're dead to me.
How dare they?
Also,
you're dead to me. Well,
they were in a relationship for 16 years. I mean, that's like, is that a...
It's a marriage. Like,
it is basically a marriage, but I think they had Meemaw sign their license.
Blue ink. Damn it.
that will go down as one of the funniest stories ever.
You're dead to me.
Also, before we go, move on to Marcos, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tobin, you're dead.
Taking a lot of time.
Tobin, well, you know what? You took up a lot of time yesterday and never showed us.
Whatever you say, Dion Waiters. How many more shots
look
you want?
Look at you deflecting all over again.
Wow. Look at you. More
you're
shots.
Okay.
What are you?
There you go.
Larry Rozier.
What do you got, Marcos?
Hello, Froggy.
Hello. At first, Bill Belichick was my dad.
You say like that. Doesn't governor have to come after?
Hello, governor. That's unfortunately as far as my British accent goes. And people say I sound like a country British person when I do that. Hello, governor. My dead to me was going to go to Bill Belichick for making us look at that disgusting photo of him and his very, very young girl. It's just gross, dude. I don't want to see Bill Belichick having fun. It's just not something that I really want to see right now. But beyond that, my debt to me goes to every single person who hasn't even let the body get cold. And I'm talking about you, Christmas decorators.
Wow.
We still have Thanksgiving to go. Give it its time and respect. You're allowed at least 24 hours of Halloween decorations. If you have your Christmas tree up already and you're focusing on Christmas just one day after Halloween...
You're dead to me.
Bum.
I agree.
Like, I already got into this argument this morning. My wife wants to put up the Christmas tree.
Tonight?
What about Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. We're hosting Thanksgiving. I don't know. She's like, hey.
Maybe she wants to have
First of all, in my house, I could never do it before Thanksgiving if I'm having Thanksgiving because you need the room.
Okay.
So makes sense. There's that. They used to not even sell Christmas trees until the day after Thanksgiving.
We have a fake tree, so the tree is in the attic. We could bust it out whenever we wanted to. But here's the thing that annoyed me about it. Okay, and I love her to death. But the thing that annoyed me about it is she goes, "We could just put lights on. We won't put the ornaments on." And I'm like,
"What?
The lights already connote Christmas." Like, okay, so right. I'm like, let's just say I agree to what you're saying, which I'm not.
Wow.
What do you want to put on the tree? She goes, little pumpkins, make it festive for fall.
That's cute. Let her do She's had a tough year. Let her do whatever she wants. Okay.
Thanksgiving tree.
You guys just want to be mad about She wants to put on little pumpkins. Let her.
D, I love you. Too much.
Too much, right?
You hanging pumpkins on our Christmas tree?
I'm on D's.
Hold on. So next, what are we gonna start doing now? Hanging, you know, little bunnies because Easter's next.
Ooh.
Okay, that's weird.
That's weird. We're not hanging a pumpkin.
We already have an inflatable turkey.
A bunny's an animal. No.
But pumpkins from a Christmas tree?
Let her hang fall leaves, fake fall leaves. I don't know.
You wait until that season comes and you hang the proper stuff?
It's all coming too early. Like, I am fine with a month of Christmas tree, the day after Thanksgiving. I have been very, very on point. Every single year for the last 5 years, every Black Friday, Christmas tree goes up.
Yes. Yes.
Every Black Friday. Yes. Boom. It's what we spend now, doing.
I will say this. There is an exception. We go buy our Christmas tree early. Here's why. Because if everybody goes the day after Thanksgiving, you get the raggedy trees.
Oh, yeah.
But so we go early, but we don't do nothing to the tree till after Thanksgiving.
Chris says Tobe's been wasting their retirement betting on Julian Hill. Let that woman have her tree.
There you go.
Fair point.
You can't argue it.
As long as she doesn't look at those deposits in the bank statement, we're all good.
So that's crazy. That's pretty good. She wants to hang pumpkins.
Okay. It was a morning conversation.
It was an idea, okay?
Sometimes in the morning.
So she was just throwing it out there?
Throwing it out there, man, but I don't know. We'll see. She may come back with it tonight at the dinner table. We'll to be continued, everybody.
Ask the kids, because Tommy ain't falling for that.
We got Panthers hockey coming on up. Enjoy the Cats, ladies and gentlemen. Cats and Stars. We'll talk to you. Marco, did you get to go?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What we were talking about. Christmas decorations.
My bad. I didn't want to leave you out, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. That's our show, everybody. We will talk to you rascals on Monday.
Stay juicy. Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for the congratulating me.
And that is why we could be in the position that we're in.
Karmatic
is not a word.
Oh, it's a word, it dude. Karmatic is a word. Karmatic is
not a word.
Bad karmatic energy.
Hope you mother have a good day.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.